Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm exhausted just thinking about those races.
I know.
This
whole
fun.
Like getting electrocuted thing is
no,
or jumping into water off of a slide. Just, I'll stick on my bike.
But I get what they're, you know, what Pastor Hemmer was saying, that some of these things that are a little more intense, you can get in a great workout in that short time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And still have more time for family, for congregation, and still being good stewards of our bodies. Good point. Oh, man. And speaking of intense stuff, that's horrible.
In a different way.
Immersive.
Is that
a better way?
That's a better word.
Some immersive opportunities for high school students at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana this summer. The Reverend Matthew Wheatfelt, Director of Admission, Director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, on the phone this morning. Good morning, Pastor Wheatfelt.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me again, guys. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Thanks for talking to us about Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy. Tell us, what are these events, Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy?
Yeah, thanks for asking. The Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy are two programs, part of the whole of the Christ Academy experience. Christ Academy is for men and women interested in diving into theology and continuing to look at what God might have for them. So thinking about vocation, thinking about and discerning through that. Now, our programs for this summer are geared towards high school boys and high school girls. That is anyone that has graduated or is graduating from eighth grade, going into high school, and anyone who has been through high school and maybe graduating or have just graduated going into college. So it's those years that we're talking about now. And again, with this high school program, we're geared toward theological formation and vocational exploration. Those are the two things that we do. And in the program, what the kids are going to see day to day is they're going to be made a part of our community through our worship, through our times that we are together. They're going to sit at the feet of our professors and study and learn more about the Bible, about our Lutheran confessions, about our wonderful traditional liturgy. And they're also going to have time to spend together just to have fun. So really, it revolves around those three things that the kids are going to see day in and day out.
So these are kind of exploratory sessions for young men and young women who are looking for looking at the pastoral ministry or deaconess as a future vocation. That can be a fairly long way off when if you're just graduating in eighth grade. What is the value of high school students going through these experiences and learning from the feet of at the feet of these professors?
That's a great question, Sarah. What we're finding here at Christ Academy is that more and more students are thinking about lifelong careers at an earlier age. Now, I know when I was growing up, and I'm sure it's the same for you guys and for most of our listeners, you know, we always had those careers that we aspired to, whether it was a firefighter or a teacher or a race car driver. But we, you know, that was something that we were thinking about maybe when we were toddlers or younger children. And then it was around, you know, end of high school that we started thinking about what careers we're actually going to have. Whether that be as a lawyer, as a police officer, as maybe even as a pastor, but those decisions are being made earlier and earlier and earlier. So what this will give high school students, even students just going into high school, is the ability to practically think through and pray through whether being a pastor or whether being a deaconess is something the Lord might have for you in your future. And so that it can also get you on the path towards that potential vocation. Another thing that we offer here at Christ Academy is the Concordia University System colleges come in and do presentations and have a college fair so that students get to see, you know, hey, if I am serious about becoming a pastor or becoming a deaconess, maybe I could go to a Concordia and study theology or at least be immersed within the realm of a good Lutheran college that's going to prepare me. We're also going to have with us this year for the first time Reverend Marcus Zill with the LCMSU, and he's going to talk about the LCMSU and all of the campus ministry possibilities there are. Even if students don't go out to one of the Concordias, they can still be ministered to by an LCMS pastor connected to our beloved synod. So there's a lot of good kind of looking forward opportunities for our students. And the last thing I'd like to say about that is a lot of our students, what we've seen is about 25% of our students come back for seminary. And so these connections that students are making during their time here, especially during their fun time here, they're going to be able to make lifelong friendships with men and women who will potentially could be their colleagues in the ministry down the road.
When you mentioned the list of potential future careers and race, you mentioned race car driver, and Sarah's eyes just lit up. But I do think studying theology would be far more interesting.
It's a lot safer.
More exhilarating.
Exhilarating. What, describe a typical day at Christ Academy or Phoebe Academy for these students that are, they're going to be on campus, living on campus, right? And experiencing life there on campus. What does a day look like?
Yeah, the day on campus is, it's a really unique opportunity. What we do is we pull you out of your lives, kids from all over the country, kids from all over the world, really, because we have international students and students whose parents are missionaries. And so they're coming from all over the world. We pull you out of your day-to-day life. And what we do is that first thing you do in the morning after you get ready, 7 a.m., we're in the chapel. We're praying matins together. Then we're off to breakfast, go off to a couple of classes, and then join our community for our 9:35 summer worship here, our service in the chapel here at Concordia Theological Seminary. Then we go back out to do some more classes, have lunch, do some more classes. If you can catch a theme here, there's lots of classes. But these aren't classes that your students are used to experiencing. For students who are interested in theology especially, or becoming pastors or deaconesses, these classes are geared towards the study of God's Word, the study of our Lutheran confessions, our Lutheran liturgy, our just learning how to actually listen and hear a sermon, something that many even post-confirmation students haven't had a chance to actually learn. So you're doing constant learning in an area that you are interested in. Then you get some fun time in the later afternoon, in the evening, and before bedtime we go back to chapel and we worship again, praying either evening prayer or Compline out of our Lutheran service book. Cool. So there's lots of worship, lots of class, lots of fun time together. And it's a long day. Students are tired at the end of the day. But it is quite, as I said before, an exhilarating experience.
We have just a few seconds left, just about 10 seconds left. Where can we find more information on Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy? I know you only have like one spot left on Phoebe Academy. Where can we find the information?
Information's on our website, ctsfw.edu. If you / Christ Academy with that, you'll find us super easy, or Phoebe Academy / you'll find us super easy, or use Dr. Google, like Reverend Fisk likes to say. Search us, Christ Academy or Phoebe Academy. Dr. Google will help you out as well.
Pastor Matt Wiefeld, Director of Admission, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great pleasure to be with you again. God's blessings in your ministry.
That sounds almost as exciting as, hey, we should combine that, like Christ Academy and like an obstacle course race.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
Well, that does it for Coffee Hour today. We have more tomorrow. We're going to review a book tomorrow.
We are.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
41444. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.